This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV program, the DJV show, the DJV gathering, the DJV gang, the... I'd probably do the whole hour on just what does DJV mean. Its meaning is very clear. It's Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is on the eye, if you will. The eye is on the main control room in Washington where all this stuff is put together, and we're here at your service and on your side to help you with your money problems. You have not enough money. We maybe help you get a new job, and we can maybe change your life in lots of different ways with thoughts, because thoughts are things. I think that's one of the things you got to remember. All of the stuff that you hear us talking about are thoughts that come from our experience, come from our mind, come from what we've read or we've heard. And it's like, you know, with you, you have your option to listen or not listen, to agree or disagree. It's cool. One of the things, however, that is that we're concerned about, I think there's a lot of concern in this country with the coronavirus thing being what it is, that people are not going to be able to pay their bills. A lot of people live from paycheck to paycheck, and they, you know, it gets people all psyched up. I might say to you, even though it's easy, I mean, I'm in the same position. What gets canceled first when businesses want to save money, when they're not doing a lot of business, they cancel their advertising. You can see that across the board. I was having lunch yesterday with your father, Jennifer, and an advertising guy, and he was telling us how people are calling, okay, how do I cancel my contract? How do I get out of this advertising? What do I have to do? And so many of the smart people...
You can't.
Exactly. That's
no cancellation.
No cancellation policy, which is the smart way to do it. Some people aren't smart enough to do that, and thus... We have our situation here where we're wondering, okay, how are we going to pay our bills next month, that sort of thing. But, you know, this always is temporary. It comes back. It comes back. Things come back around. And it's never as bad as it seems. This coronavirus is not going to be the end of the world, boys and girls. I'll tell you that for sure.
Can I make an editorial change? Because I was going to go and we'll talk about Harvey Weinstein's sentencing and all
that's
that.
That's all right. You can do that.
But I'm going to change. I'm making an editorial change because since we are talking about the coronavirus and people grieving over some of the things that they are losing, like music and music festivals and college campuses closing down, right? We're talking about maybe businesses will be suffering, our business, who knows? But there's maybe no greater loss than the cancellation of the Smurf Festival.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about this?
No. The Smurfs?
There are so many weird people out there. This is the breaking news story of the day. So there's a mayor in a small French town that is defending hosting a record-breaking gathering of 3,500 people all dressed as Smurfs this past weekend. People are saying that the event increased the risk of spreading the coronavirus. Patrick Leclerc of Landerneau, I don't know, I'm probably murdering that, in Western France said, "We must not stop living. It was the chance to say we are alive." Mm-hmm. All in blue face. The gathering came the day before France banned all gatherings of more than 1,000 people trying to contain the coronavirus, which in their country has infected 1,412 people and killed 25. But the Smurf rally, very bizarre. It's exactly what it seems. There are people dressed all in blue with the white hats holding large white flowers. It is populated by fans of Smurfs.
The Smurfs.
They set up homes that look like mushrooms, like the Smurfs. Wow. And they go to this town called Brayton. And it's this is no joke. They broke the world record for a gathering of Smurfs. So congratulations. I guess not all was lost. They paint their hands, their faces. They have the pointy hats. They said that they violated no ban and were a necessary antidote to ambient gloom. They said they'd been preparing for a month, and that was one of the Smurfs that said that. She said her name was Isabel Smurf. They got their costumes, and they figured a bit of fun would do everybody some good. Now, the Italian media disagreed, saying it was irresponsible for the Smurfs to all gather. 3,500
I'm okay with if
town.
The Smurfs, you know, if this group of Smurfs gets the virus. Like,
did you grow up with the Smurfs, Victoria? Didn't you? My
I
children
never
grew
watched
up
the Smurfs.
With
I yeah. loved the Smurfs. I grew up
my
with them.
My son loved
them.
The Smurfs for some whatever
oh my
reason.
Gosh.
I mean, the Smurfs have on. They were on TV when I was a little kid, but like, I just never watched it. I
had
seen
Kara, do you even know what we're talking about? Does Kara know who the Smurfs are? Because they were kind of gone when she came along, I think. I'm not
they
sure
did
when
new
the
movies. I did. I had the games. I had action figures.
Yeah, they were around. I mean, I think everybody my age knows them, and they were still on TV. I was just in the middle of doing something, which is why I hesitated.
You're not allowed to eat. You know that. You know the rules.
That's Smurfy, Kara. That's Smurfy.
That's what Brendan called him. Brendan was maybe 3 years old, and his reference to them was they were Desmurfs.
Desmurfs.
Desmurfs. All right, so that's
you know, maybe your kids and me, maybe we need to go to this French town to get our Smurf on.
Megan was never big on it. Megan was too much of a reader. She didn't get into it as much, but Brendan liked that sort of thing. But he liked G.I. Joe, like Star Wars, all of that stuff. I'm really interested to see all of the things that are happening that are being changed because of the coronavirus. Actually all through the week, there have been various airline announcements cutting flights because of the coronavirus. Fewer people are traveling. I thought yesterday here in Los Angeles it was like a holiday. Did you notice that, Jennifer? The traffic, there was no real
traffic.
No, the traffic
was awful for me yesterday.
Really? Oh, on this side
of the
hill.
Because the rain, it took me forever to get home.
It really was not bad over here at all. It felt like sort of one of those quasi-holidays. A lot of people just deciding not to go to work. I don't know how you do that. But apparently that's
telecommute
going
now,
on.
Which is just what I think a lot of people will do. But
yeah. So American and Delta saying that they're reducing the number of domestic and international flights by 7%, and American says 7%, I think 10% during. What they're not realizing is that this is going to go away by the summertime, and they'll make a mistake, and then they'll have to add flights, yada, yada. But at least it puts them out of.
Now's the time to book a fall trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
If you want to go somewhere in the fall, the
prices
are
reduced. 10%,
yeah. You're not scared. Anyway. I wish I could get the time finagled because I would love to do a river cruise right now. I wouldn't do a big cruise, but I have no problem doing a river cruise. And you know how cheap the prices are to do that? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So the CEO of Southwest said he's taking a 10% pay cut because of the drop in bookings, but he doesn't want to lay anybody off, doesn't want to cut any flights to cut the service for their
customers. That's like,
customer.
I've never
pretty
flown
smart.
Southwest, but
yeah,
that's leadership.
Very smart.
That's what. Yeah. That's exactly what a CEO should do.
Yeah.
And we never
wonder
about anyone doing it.
If him cutting 10% of his pay really keeps employees on, how much is he making?
Oh, the guys like that?
Well, then, yeah, that's a great
question. $8-10 million
too.
A year, easy. Yeah, no, guys like that. So that's how many you employ, 10%. Of that's 800,000. That's probably at least a dozen people would keep their jobs. No, that's not. I don't think that's a meaningless.
I don't think it's meaningless. It just makes you wonder how much he was making at all.
I'm telling you, he's making 8 to 10. He's probably making more than that with a bonus. The guy at American Airlines last year made $88 million with his bonuses. So
$88 million, and they can't keep my luggage with me every single time
paycheck?
I fly American.
Oh, yeah, what does your paycheck look like every 2 weeks when you make $88 million?
Oh my gosh!
Well, he got it all as a bonus, so he got one big check. Anyway, I think they're
missing.
I think
would be like, right.
like his horn. Someone is fraudulently trying to deposit money in your account.
Exactly.
I would if I made $88 million in a bonus, I'd want it like the big publisher's clearinghouse check, so I can.
You know the publisher that Steve Harvey's become the spokesperson for Publisher's Clearinghouse, and every week they give away $10,000 on a Family Feud. In addition to him going around neighborhoods giving people checks, like Ed McMahon used to do, it was kind of cool.
That's very smart, because I think most people question whether or not anybody ever wins Publisher's Clearinghouse. So
right.
At least if they see it on Family Feud, they know.
Yeah, yep, right, exactly. So anyway, American says they're cutting their flights during the peak summer season. That is, they're going to find, well, listen, let's see what the option does. Hiring freeze at Delta. Voluntary leave if you want. They're trying to, you know, tell people if you don't want to work.
Does that mean if
either.
You want to retire from Delta?
Yeah, Bill? Probably, yeah. See you later. I mean, yeah. See, my sister at 77 is still a flight attendant for Delta. They've offered her packages 4 or 5 times to get out, and she's not taking them. She'd rather be getting away from her husband than going on. Anyway, so it's 16 after the hour. I say that lovingly. The latest ZJV podcast, conversation about why you shouldn't be using vodka as a hand sanitizer. Hello, duh. It doesn't work. And zinc may be the number one way to keep yourself healthy from the coronavirus. That conversation in our latest podcast. We also talk about William Shatner's latest divorce. Your father and I were talking about that at lunch yesterday at Jennifer and what the real motivation was.
The
for
horse semen went to Bill Shatner.
Yeah, but there's a story behind the story there that I won't talk about on the air. Anyway, the things that are being split are pretty interesting. Harvey Weinstein is out of the hospital, but there's other stuff there. So you can hear the stories. We have them for you. Check them out. Go to wherever you get podcasts at Stitcher, the Apple Podcast app, Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, iTunes, all that good stuff. Follow us on social media, too, at facebook.com/DJBoosh, Sadie and Doug, DJV Show, or on Twitter, at DJV Show.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here on the DJV program, Maren Morris and John Pardee are both competing against themselves in the Album of the Year category, the upcoming Academy of Country Music Awards. In addition to being nominated for their own albums, they are featured on other albums that are also nominated. Maren Morris is nominated for her second major label album, Girl. Plus, she's featured on Miranda Lambert's Wild Card. In addition to being nominated for his third studio album, Heartache Medication, John Pardee is featured on Thomas Rhett's Center Point Road. Maren has actually been in this position before. 3 years ago, she was nominated for Album of the Year for her major label debut album called Hero. She was also featured on fellow nominee Dierks Bentley's Black. Little Big Town has also been in this position a couple of times before. They were nominated for Album of the Year 5 years ago for Painkiller. They lost out to Miranda Lambert's Platinum, on which they were featured. Talk about incest. A couple of years ago, Little Big Town was back in the running for Album of the Year for The Breaker. They were also featured in Old Dominion's Happy Endings. Featured artists don't win awards when an album is voted Album of the Year at the ACMs. The award
so
goes
like
to the artist.
Sour grapes, right? You're helping someone else win Album of the Year, but you don't get a trophy.
Yeah, right. Kind of sour grapes, yeah. So why do they do that? Somebody call somebody at the Academy of Country Music and see if you get an explanation for that. All right, some good stuff there. It's 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Kara, and me and you with Justin. Justin Timberlake teaming up with Anderson .Paak. Is that how he pronounced his name?
Yep.
He's dropped Don't Slack, latest collaboration from the upcoming Trolls World Tour movie. Is his wife wearing her ring or not? I've seen all kinds. She's wearing her ring.
Yeah, yes, her birthday was a couple. I don't wear my ring during the day, though, so I kind of feel like I get that. But, her birthday was over the weekend, maybe? And she posted a bunch of really cute pictures of the two of them together, so they're fine.
The new song from Justin follows his other recent Trolls duet with SZA, The Other Side's Called, which serves as the soundtrack's lead single. How'd I do on that, Kara? SZA.
Pretty good.
SZA. SZA. Trolls World Tour is set to hit theaters nationwide on the 20th of next month, with Justin reprising his role as Branch. the good-hearted sidekick to Anna Kendrick's Queen Poppy. Timberlake also opened up in a new interview about where he is creatively. He teased the possibility of more music coming down the pipeline this year. Honestly, he said, quote, "I'm in a zone that I just love. I've always loved collaborating. I couldn't put anything out for the rest of the year.
Basically, he said, I might do nothing,
eight
or I might
records
do
out,
yeah, a bunch of stuff. So it's a big tease, but who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right, speaking of teases, all of the promotion for Coachella apparently up in smoke, at least for the original time. They have officially, I know we were talking about the rumor, I think, the last couple of days about it being moved to the fall, and now it's officially been moved to this October. Concerns, obviously, about coronavirus. The annual festival was scheduled to take place next month at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, now of down south in South Palm Springs, California. Now it's going to take place October 9th to 11th. And then the following weekend after that.
Absolutely.
No comment.
I'm
from
reading something yesterday that apparently people are unhappy with that because it's going to be very hot in October.
In October,
it's
always hot.
It's hot in October.
September,
and
October,
April.
Very hot here.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, let's, you know, they feel like they. I think canceling all this stuff, keeping people from going to games, it's more nonsense. It just is. It's nonsense.
This is also outdoors.
Yeah.
It's not like you're trapped indoors with, you know, 250,000 people. This is all outdoors.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. And, you know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another big night for Joe Biden.
This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
Biden, the projected winner after Tuesday primaries in Missouri, Mississippi, Idaho, and delegate-rich Michigan. It means Biden is extending his lead in delegates and popular vote over Bernie Sanders.
Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state.
The Democratic National Committee says the next presidential debate will go on, but it will not have a live audience because of coronavirus concerns. The DNC saying in a statement late yesterday that the decision was made at the request of both campaigns, quote, out of an abundance of caution. That debate is set to take place in Phoenix, Arizona, this Sunday, the 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, let's see what's going on in the world, shall we? Continuing our focus on today, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. We have gone, miles and miles before we sleep. What is that? That was Robert Frost, wasn't it?
It was.
The poem, once was something on a
Stopping
snowy evening.
Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Right. Yep.
I'm glad you remember that. Very good. All right. Don't you remember that, Jennifer?
Of course. I also love my real favorite poem, which is There Once Was a Girl from Nantucket.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we love Jennifer Horn. Sometimes she's not quite right, but it's okay. We know what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. We'll not move her to another position. She's going to be right here monitoring our thoughts and her thoughts. How could we ever
I'm your
do
poetry
that?
Czar here on the DJV show.
Poetry in motion. There's a great song from the 50s, Johnny Tillotson. Poetry, I won't sing it because Kara will get upset with me, but it's maybe we could do that on Throwback Thursday. What about it? Victoria, you find the songs. Let's go find Johnny Tillotson's Poetry in Motion. And whatever year that came from, we can focus on that. How's that for an idea? Good, huh? Too glad I got all my great ideas.
I think I think this week we're going to celebrate the music of 2015. just to
that's
twist
to give
the
old
balloons.
Zing. right, Victoria, what's the latest from some world other than the coronavirus world?
No politics, please. No coronavirus.
None,
let's talk,
zero.
Let's talk shopping. There is a really interesting new study out that reveals that drunk shopping in the U.S. is a $45 billion industry. Now, I don't know if everyone here on the show is guilty of this. I know I am. I'm guessing maybe Jen. But Americans spend
just a little.
Americans spent $44.9 billion on drunk purchases in 2019, according to this new study.
Does that mean you're drunk when you're buying, or you're buying stuff to get drunk?
No. You're drunk while you're shopping.
Drunk when you're shopping.
Yes. And so the amount spent on the average amount spent on drunk purchases increased from $674 to $768. And it's up. Survey found that food and alcohol were the most common drunk purchases, followed by shoes, clothes, and accessories, which accounted for 36.9% of the drunken buys. Men were more likely to be drunk and buying shoes, clothes, and accessories, and 45% making drunk purchases were men, compared to 20% of women. So men are actually doing this more than women, which I never would have guessed, because QVC and HSN are in business because women like
they
their Chardonnay
come with
late at night.
A free bottle of Chardonnay.
Really? Is that how that works?
Oh, my God.
Kidding. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and so, and this makes sense. So, because more men do this than women, $731 were spent on average on car related purchases while drunk. $705 on average was spent on vacations.
Who's the lady that's on Shark Tank?
Lori. I always forget her last name.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah.
You realize
she's
how wealthy she's become?
I think she's QVC.
Yeah, I think she's...
I always get the two of them.
She's wealthy because a bunch of buzz chicks buy a bunch of stuff off of QVC.
Yeah. Yep. Like, oh my God, I need that. So they're, once again, millennials are the largest group of drunk shoppers.
Kara, you did this. It's your fault.
42% are millennials. Drunk. 35% were Gen Z millennials. And so, they're calling, it's like Gen Z / millennials. That's 35%. And the average spent per purchase was $879. So that's...
So Kara goes home after, in the middle of the afternoon, and starts drinking. And then she goes on to QVC and starts buying stuff. Is that what happened?
Have never bought anything from QVC before. I think this is more a Victoria and Jen problem. I don't normally buy stuff drunk. I normally buy stuff when I'm, like, bored and don't want to do something, don't want to do my taxes. And I'm like, you know what else I could do instead? Buy something. That's when I
get you out and have more fun.
All right.
Are you having a lot of fun when you're drunk on your couch buying from QVC?
Yeah.
don't tell me I need to go out.
Those jeans have a lot of stretch in them. Listen.
All right. So speaking of being drunk, Alex Jones, the radio host, was arrested because he was driving under the influence. I'm not sure why that made such big headlines. Although
I want to see the records. I think it's a conspiracy.
Really? You get him?
No, it was a joke.
Because
oh,
he's the conspiracy guy.
Because he's a conspiracy guy? Okay. Why didn't I get that? Oh, when I think of that first, that's even more important. Okay, so speaking of things that are amusing, I find, even though the corona thing is not amusing, I find that everybody getting in on the act, everybody and their businesses, everybody's got to have their place. So I got this email from Citibank this morning. If you've been impacted by COVID-19 and need our support, we're here to help. So on the dedicated assistance line, you can call us and we'll tell you what you can wipe your card with. That's the first thing. What can you do with a card? Wipe your card off. We've augmented daily cleaning procedures, too. You can use stronger disinfectant products. In our banks, they'll show you how to wipe off the card. They have hand sanitizer ready, yada, yada, yada. They also say they're monitoring the situation, and if you need more credit, call the line on the back of your card.
What's the
number? If you need more time to pay your balance, call us and we'll work with you. City Online. I thought that was pretty interesting. Everybody's
getting
in.
The most ridiculous people are sending me, we're preparing for COVID. Not only the banks, right. And I get two of them, my bank and CRN's bank, the company that I help run. Right. And then I've been getting stuff from Nordstrom Rack, getting stuff from Expedia, getting stuff from hotels I stayed at 12 years ago, from the airlines I've traveled. I mean, it's just crazy how many people are responding to this on a corporate level. It's...
Yeah. I got a note from a doctor that I see in Denver, and he says, he goes through the process. Most good doctors have sent out email communication. I think this is where it's credible, actually. This is where it's helpful. And a lot of the things that he's saying or what we've heard from our doctors, whether it be Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus, rest, maintain good hydration, a lot of electrolytes. Now, that's something that I'm new on that I haven't been on for a long time because I never really liked coconut water or, you know, the sport drinks. I just don't like the taste of them. Anyway, the electrolytes are important, it would seem. Relaxing music at the end of the day to reduce stress because, let's face it,
this virus... Yeah, way up.
Yeah, right. And then your immune system becomes more vulnerable. That's a game changer. Frank, this is very intuitive. Also, vitamin B and vitamin D. Go to the health food store or go to Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He has standard processed products, and I like them because they're made from food. There's no synthetic stuff. So you get vitamin D, vitamin C, that kind of stuff. Something called ImmunePlex enhances your immune system, all that kind of stuff. If you do have a fever... this guy's name is Fred Grover, very good doctor. He said, make sure that you have some Tylenol around, because if you do have a fever, he said, let it be at 103 for 3 days, and then after that, break it. And that's really, I've been hearing more of that lately. Have you heard, ladies, that leave the fever, don't kill it the first day. Don't go right away to Advil or Tylenol and try to kill the fever. Let it do its, because that's what it's doing. You have a fever because it's getting rid of the junk that's in your body. So the more you kill that fever, the longer you're going to be sick.
But it can't be 103, maybe 100.3.
Whatever.
103 is
fever.
Really high.
For 3 days, you need to be in the hospital for that. Okay. That's way too high.
Okay,
if you have 99 or 100, you shouldn't take anything because that's your body.
Do you know what your
working.
Temperature, what your body temperature is?
Yes,
Jennifer,
I run cold.
What is it?
All women 97.1 usually.
Yep.
97.1.
Really? What do you
that's
run?
That's exactly 97.1. Because really? Because Sarah? When we menstruate, women are designed that way. Because when we menstruate, our temperatures go way up. We go up
I always thought
degrees.
I was cold because I'm 97.9, which is colder than the normal. But you guys are colder than me.
So what does that say about me? Because my temperature. I didn't realize, I've always been 98.6, and this year, consistently, tests, 97.4.
Isn't that
consistently.
Funny?
Consistently.
Yeah, you're transitioning.
If I have a 98.6 degree temperature, I start presenting symptoms of a fever.
Yep.
Really?
Same. It's so funny, I start to feel like I need to sleep, my eyes will be burning, all the stuff that you get when you get a fever at 98.6.
Huh. All right. This doctor says you have high blood pressure. Monitor it closely. If your blood pressure is too low, then you need to go to the doctor. That's one of the things I have. What Ken found with me is venous insufficiency. If you don't know what that is, it means your blood pressure is too low to get all of the liquids out of your legs in normal order. So I have.
Low? Why don't you just come hang out with me for a little while?
Yeah.
If your pressure's low, you probably don't
have enough sodium
in your diet too.
110. I don't have any salt in my diet at all.
Yeah, well,
110
that's not good.
Over 68 is my normal blood pressure. And the new doctor that I have here in L.A., my primary care, first time I've had a primary care doctor for 40 years. She looked at my legs and she pressed them, and the skin stuck in. And she said, "Okay, well, you have a problem." And it's a return sort of thing. But that's why I have also, and this is helpful hopefully to people that have the same thing, if you have restless leg, it's because it's the same thing. It's because you don't have enough blood flowing down there. And there are ways of increasing it. Certainly the amount of exercise that I have, amount of walking and other things that I do sort of moves it around. But if you have a sedentary day, then that's something that you got to shake it out, much as anything else. The American family farmer. One of the things that I do that I'm most proud of, excuse me, in terms of broadcast realities, a weekly one-hour visit with the folks who are successfully working in the family farmer field. It's a connection of family, food, and farms. And so the most recent one we have, discussion of the farm subsidies and the upset of much of what people in the farm states are saying is are illegal payouts. They're now, I don't know if you knew this, Victoria, but the Victoria's followed this a lot with me. There is a group of farmers, a class action lawsuit being filed against the government because of the way these farm payouts went.
Well, good. They got screwed, so
yeah,
good for them.
Yeah, they sure did. Anyway, it was that discussion. But we talk about Christmas tree farmers and how it worked this past year. A good review of Christmas tree farms and lots of other farm news, information that will help you when it comes to deciding where to get your food and where it comes from and all that good stuff. And it is, as I say, it's an anthem for family farmers and how to keep that working, keep that going. It's so much a part of Americana. So if you want to hear our weekly episodes in podcast form, you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or get the Apple Podcast list, the apps there, and the Stitcher, Blog Talk, TalkStream Live app, all of them. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find the American Family Farmer.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. Healthiq.com/easy.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, Lauren Eckstein is here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, the host of the internationally acclaimed The Pet Show. I say that so that all of you will grasp how important it was for Warren to come up with a catchy name for his talk radio program on pets. So it is called, cleverly, The Pet Show. And you can go to thepetshow.com. Find out what's cooking with Warren Eckstein. He's here with us on the DJV program. I think, Victoria, you ought to go through your scenario of trying to foster that dog that came to your house. And this is for people who would do this. It's a good experience because you learn more about, Victoria's been doing this for a long time. I think you've done some of this. I have never done, I couldn't do this. I get a dog and I was, you know, he'd stay.
That's how I wound up with 30.
Yeah. Really? And we have a little foster now who's available for adoption. He's the sweetest little thing, but he and Bentley, our other dog, are not a love match. So we will not be keeping him. But we're, you know, teaching him. He's a stray from Puerto Rico through Animal Lighthouse Rescue. That's who we work with. And so, like, he's never been in a home before. He was abandoned. He and his brother were found abandoned by their owners, and they were wandering the streets. And so, you know, everything is new to him. Like, he's playing with every single toy, which is really cute. He ate through my computer cord last night, which is not cute. So he owes me $100 at this point. But other than that, it is very rewarding, and it's wonderful because you kind of help him acclimate to being in a family and a home, and then you can teach them some valuable things. He's wee-wee pad trained now after only a week. He's done a great job with that. So, like, when he goes to his new forever home, he's got a basis and a foundation so that he doesn't get returned. And that's the most important thing about fostering, is making sure that they have that transition and they have, like, some knowledge and some skills so that they don't get returned, because that's the worst.
And the other thing that's really critical in a scenario like this, and I've worked with so many hundreds of feral dogs, which are kind of like what we're talking about, basically, is the concept when you foster a feral dog or a dog that's never had real exposure to people and situations, the dog really adapts to the first person who shows him that kindness.
Yep.
So the dog really bonds with you. So what happens now is when you find that perfect home for the dog, which is exactly the right thing to do, there's going to be some issues that you're going to have to talk to with the new parents, mm-hmm. basically. There's going to be some abandonment issues. In other words, now that the dog went from one location to another location, and he has it good, now he's going to a third location, there's going to be some panicking there. So there's some abandonment issues we have to take care of. However, they can all be worked out. And great homes, and bless you for what you do. So many people are foster failures, and what happens is they wind up keeping the dog, which actually prevents them from saving another dog. So what you're doing is exactly on target. So the most important thing to do is make sure the people that are adopting the dog are aware of situations that may occur. For example, your dog doesn't know the difference between chewing a wire and chewing a toy. He's never had toys before.
Right.
So you can't really get electrocuted.
I'm trying to teach him that whenever he, like yesterday he was sitting next to me, he's very bonded to me now. And so yesterday he was sitting next to me, and I felt a tug on my sweatshirt, and he was starting to chew on the zipper. And I just gave him a firm no, and I put a toy in his mouth. So I'm trying
but now
to, like,
feel guilty. But Victoria, feel guilty now, okay? I want you to feel guilty. Let me explain something to you.
Uh-oh.
A dog uses their mouth the way a kid uses their hands. So when a dog goes from a situation that isn't really comfortable to an incredibly comfortable situation, one of the ways they alleviate stress is by chewing. So mm-hmm. chewing is a stress alleviator for dogs. So very often when we have a dog that's been adopted or fostered, and the dog is chewing, we get angry at the dog or frustrated at the dog rather than just understanding that he's going to chew. You can't stop a dog from chewing, but you can teach them what they can chew and what they can't chew.
That's what I'm trying
to stop a dog from smelling another dog's pee. It's not going to happen as part of the world.
Can't be done. Can't be done.
No. All right, so would you help people I'm sure you get a lot of calls to the pet show as to advice on how to choose a vet. You and I have been talking about this because our vet retired. I went to a place yesterday that my son has gone to, and it was in a seedy part of town, but they did a nice job, and I feel better about where Daisy is. I just wanted to have her checked out. But do you have like 30 seconds worth of advice on how to find a good vet?
Yeah, the neighborhood. And every neighborhood has it. You're like a neighborhood group now. You can go online and ask neighbors about vets they've had good success with, or vets that have treated their pets properly. So either go online, or some of the best places is go to the local dog park and speak to the people that have their dogs at the dog park, get a bunch of recommendations, and then kind of search them out and adjust for yourself.
Wow, that's great advice. Do the community thing. All right, well, that's why Warren is as popular as he is, because he has good common sense advice. Check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com and his Hugs and Kisses, the line that helps vitamins and minerals for your dog or your cat. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.